Hey there, this is Ava, otherwise known as Call Me Definitely, and I just joined r/GWA backstage like yesterday, so I'm very new here. And I noticed that there's a thing that people do, which is answer questionnaires, and it looked kind of fun, so I thought I'd give it a try. Wow, this is so strange. I've never not read anything off of a script before, so this is like unfiltered awkwardness right here. So enjoy. Okay, I'm doing u/roguebunnies being nosy questionnaire, because I skimmed the questions and it looked super fun. I haven't actually read through all of them though, so this is like, you know, raw, candid answers. Cool. So the first one is, what is your favorite holiday and why? That's a tough one. My family honestly doesn't really celebrate holidays all that much. Like, we don't go super, you know, into decorations and events or anything. I think I have to say Christmas though. Like, honestly, everyone probably says Christmas. Like, how could you not like just like the whole vibe of hearing Christmas songs on the radio and, you know, putting up a tree and decorating it? Like, at this point, the presents aren't even like the biggest thing for me anymore, you know? It's just, I don't know, the general good vibes in the air that come around during that time of year. So yeah. Number two, if you could live in any cinematic TV or anime universe, I don't like how inclusive it is, what would it be? Okay, so this past summer I watched the entirety of Avatar the Last Airbender and Legend of Korra for the first time. So I'm kind of obsessed with the universe right now, and I would definitely love to be in the world of Avatar. Oh my god, could you imagine how cool it would be? I took the Avatar, like, which bender are you quiz, and turns out I'm mostly a water bender, which I can totally see. I'm actually thinking about doing some Avatar themed audios in the future, so stay tuned for that. But yeah. Number three, what's your favorite audio tag to perform / write? Well, I've only ever really done Pillow Talk audio stuff, so I think my favorite is actually, I don't know if it's a specific tag or not, but anything that's like, you know, nice and cozy, you know, saying reassuring and comforting words and things like that. Thinking about someone else hearing that and feeling better makes me feel better. So yeah, I guess anything that makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside. I'm all about those vibes. Okay, number four. When it's really, really, really cold outside, what is your favorite meal to eat to warm up? So I haven't experienced too many like super cold winters, but I think the definite answer for me would be pho. you know, like the Vietnamese noodle soup. God, that just hits the spot. If you haven't had it, I would highly recommend. Yeah, I really hope I'm not pronouncing that incorrectly. Pho, yes. Please excuse my cringy American accent. Okay, number five, can you do a handstand? That is a hard no. I remember trying to do like a cartwheel or something like vaguely gymnastic when I was a kid, and I like, I fell down on my butt so hard. I like cried the whole day. It was not too fun. So yeah, I can barely like walk and talk at the same time, much less have that kind of core strength and arm strength. Nah. I'll pass on that. Number six, do you type using the home keys or no? Okay, confession time. I never learned how to type properly. I think I remember like trying to learn, but I would always be so bad at those things that like make you press these like two keys over and over. Like it would get to like the fourth key and I would forget what finger goes to each one, and I'd be like, okay, I give up. So like I can type relatively quickly, I just don't think I'm doing it right at all. It's funny because I play piano, and I guess people assume that because I know where piano keys are, that will like translate to a keyboard, but that is not the case. All right, 7. What's a skill you really want to learn? Ooh. I would say, I would really love to sing well. I don't know if that counts. That counts, right? Singing is a skill. I don't know, it's such a fantastic way of expressing yourself. And I know I definitely attempt singing all the time. So if I could do that like actually well, to the point where people would want to hear me, that would be great. Let's see. 8. What's your favorite type of weather? Ooh. I really like when it's slightly chilly out, like 60-ish degrees Fahrenheit, to be precise. Yeah, with like kind of a light breeze. I think that'd be ideal for me. That's like perfect sweater weather, taking a walk outside, you know, just makes me feel so at peace. Okay, 9. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? Okay, game can mean a lot of things, but I know as a kid, I was glued to my DS. And I would say that the game that I sunk the most hours into was Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. Both the blue version and, ooh, I can't remember the name. I think the Explorers of like Time? Yeah, I think it was the Explorers of Time one. Oh my gosh, those games were my life. I remember being so serious about like packing the right things to prepare myself for like adventures into like 100 floor dungeons. Oh, it was intense. All right, 10, waffles or pancakes? Waffles, no contest. Like the texture's better, the little compartments hold the syrup so much better. It's not like all pooling around the plate. I really don't see, you know, how anyone can say pancakes. I'm sorry. Like, I don't mean to be divisive or anything, but my opinion is just right. That's just how it is. Okay, 11. Summer or winter? Ooh, I have to say winter, because I just always associate summer with not seeing my friends at school anymore. I mean, I guess winter's kind of the same thing, but I don't know, summer always felt so much longer. And for winter, I guess there's less pressure to go outside. So I wouldn't feel like compelled to, I don't know, look presentable in public. So yeah, winter, cozying up to a heat source with your chosen form of entertainment. That's ideal. 12, if you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, which language would it be and why? I don't know if this is like a cop-out answer, but I'm a biochem and Spanish major, so I guess Spanish. I mean, just, I think the question's probably asking for like a language you have no experience in. So in that case, Japanese. I'm sorry, like I'm so basic. I just want to be able to watch anime without subtitles, because I'm definitely a subtitles. Not purist, I'm not gonna say purist, but I prefer hearing the Japanese voice acting. I just really like Japanese voice acting. So if I could understand that, like straight from the source, that'd be fantastic. Plus, I would love to visit Japan one day. 13. Are you a morning shower or night shower person? Definitely night shower. I think that's just like part of my ritual for getting ready for bed. It's just so relaxing. Right up there with my 10-step Korean skincare routine. It's not actually 10 steps, I don't actually use Korean products, I just like calling it that. I love skincare, oh my gosh. 14. Would you consider yourself a don't knock it till you try it person in bed? I'm pretty vanilla. I'm like so vanilla it's boring. So I like to be open-minded, but I also think I know what I like at this point. I mean, I guess, you know, if someone asks nicely, I would consider it. But of course, it depends on what it is. All right, 15. Not a question, just say something nice about yourself. Ooh, okay. That's kind of hard. I don't really think about complimenting myself all that much, but I guess I'm the kind of person who will pretty much drop everything and listen to you if you say you're having a bad day. Yeah, I think it's so important to have someone in your corner whenever you're feeling down, so if I can be that person for someone, I will be. 16. Say you had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? Ooh. Well, that's not too hard to imagine, because I've been having a lot of those, not gonna lie. I really like binging YouTube videos. Oh my gosh. I just have like a bunch of creators that I just follow, and they make like these hour-long video essays, so I just like, you know, pop my earbuds in, put on a video, get some ice cream, just like bathe in the content. Just let the YouTube content wash over me. Yeah, I think that's my go-to post-stress thing to do. 17. What are your top three favorite movies? Oh, okay, I have a list of movies that I've seen, and I've like ranked them all too. I think my number one right now is Forrest Gump. I remember watching that. It's being floored. I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was just like a, you know, just pure like a comedy or something, but it had a lot of really good character development that just, it was just really moving. Okay, I think number two would be, Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal. Fantastic. Oh my gosh, such, I think probably my favorite villain in a movie. There's, I have no words. Oh god, number three. I really liked Django Unchained. Yeah, I think that's like my favorite Tarantino movie. It's just one of those movies that makes you feel so good. Like you root for the protagonist so much, and it's like whenever something good happens to them, you just wanna like stand up and cheer. And like Leonardo DiCaprio was obviously amazing in that. Oh, it's hard to pick only three. There's just like so many good ones. 18. Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? Not really, honestly. Mostly because the stuff I record is like, again, pillow talk audio stuff. So I kind of just like sit in my chair, put in my headphones, get my cup of water next to me, and just dive into it. But maybe that'll change in the future once I record different things, I suppose. 19. If you could own any mythical creature as a pet, like a unicorn or a dragon, which one would you pick? Ooh. Mythical creature. Do I have a mythical creature that I have like a special connection to? Ooh, a phoenix. No, yeah, I think phoenixes are so cool. Like, oh my gosh. Plus like my name means like bird in Latin. So I think that also fits. Yeah, I think that'd be epic. I'm not really sure. I don't really know that much about phoenixes other than like they, you know, get reborn and stuff. But they seem kind of cool. 20. What is your go-to movie watching snack / candy? Sour Patch Kids. No contest. My favorite candy. I could eat just pounds of Sour Patch Kids. Oh my gosh. Like, literally until my tongue is melted off. 21. Are you more extroverted or introverted in person? Introverted by a long shot. I'm getting, like, more extroverted, I guess, as time goes by. I guess it depends on the people, though. Like, if I'm around other introverts, I can open up a lot more. But if I'm around, like, more extroverted people, I tend to just stay in the background and nod and smile. 22. Was your first kiss actually a good one? Unfortunately, it was not. And I could tell even when it was happening. No offense to the person it was with. It was just, I was in high school and I don't know. It was kind of awkward, honestly. We were like in an empty classroom after school and I don't know. I can't even remember like who initiated. I just remember distinctly thinking, oh, is this what it's supposed to be like? You know, it seemed a lot more dramatic in the movies. but, you know, life isn't a movie. 23. Other than basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what is it? I think something that I always have on me constantly is a hair tie. Like, I always have one, like, around my wrist. Even if I don't even use it, you know? It's just like a comfort thing at this point, so. 24. What is a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? Okay, so, act. What does that mean? I think just being considerate. Ooh. I think texting or calling and like checking in on me, you know, kind of out of the blue in a like a friendly way, you know, like asking how my day was or, you know, stuff like that. I think that's, you know, super considerate, very nice. I appreciate things like that. 25. Name a song you never get tired of hearing. Well, my favorite song is Australia by The Shins. I could badly sing that song all day. I just remember looking up the Genius lyrics for that and being blown away. Because it's like, wow, you know, this is like the coolest song ever. Like, these are the exact kind of thoughts that I have, you know, about the world and, you know, why we're here and stuff like that. So, yeah. Australia by The Shins. Great song. I guess that's all the questions. Wow, that was fun. I hope it was as fun to listen to as it was for me to record. Yeah. I'm really happy that I found this community, the GWA Backstage community. I think stuff like this is so fun and it's such a great way to kill some time. So, I look forward to doing more of these in the future. And I hope wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this, you have a fantastic rest of your day or night. Guess this is where I say goodbye. Don't forget to call me.